Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of a radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No! I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866. The Tom Likas Show. Brought to you in part by vibrating condoms from Vibrations. Make safe sex great and great sex even better. Get the vibe now. Go to GotVibe. Blah, 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 blah. Go to GotVibe.com. Vibrations. The ultimate pleasure.
I thought sex was the ultimate pleasure. I guess not. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. We appreciate it. Here we are
together again on the radio. And this just in from Australia. Do you see this story?
It's great.
When it comes to the men in their lives, Australian women are conservative. They want their husbands to work full-time. Jan Van Auwers, an international researcher, who is presenting a paper drawn from Australia's HILDA survey, which stands for Household Income and Labor Dynamics in Australia. I've got a copy of that on my coffee table. Says there's no conflict about this. Australian women don't like it when their men work part-time. It took a study to find this, that women want us working full-time. It took a goddamn scientific research study. Because you know damn well they don't want to have to work full-time. Write that down. It says here, Australian women want their men in full-time jobs. They are least satisfied when they themselves have a job of more than 50 hours. And most satisfied when they're working part-time or not at all. And that's not just Australian women, folks. I would tell you, that's women, period. They want us to work till we're dead. Then they want to take what we've earned, use it to buy shoes and clothes, and pay for a gym membership to lose the 50 pounds they gained while we were working all those hours. So they can pick up the next sucker and start the cycle all over again. That's what this is all about. Happily, it says here, Australian men are in lockstep. They, too, prefer to work full-time, although, unlike women, they don't mind if their partners work full-time, part-time, or not at all. See, I don't mind if my woman is not working at all, as long as she's working in my home. Folding my socks, ironing my shirts, making my meals, and licking and sucking anything I ask them to lick and suck. Then it's perfectly okay if they're not working. But if you have that typical American bitch that says, you've got two hands, do it yourself, or the ever popular, that's what God made your right hand for, then you better get a goddamn job. You better be working 50 hours a week or more. I don't want to see your face around my house. I need some free time so I can bang other broads and then hire a divorce attorney. Who needs you? I always say on this program that there is no reason for a man to get married, especially if when we get home, you're not there. I had that when I was single. Why do I need to get married to get home to an empty house? So let me understand this. What a great deal this is for me. I get married to you. Then I come home. There's no food. There's no lights on in the home. Nothing going on. Nobody to rub my feet. Nobody to take care of my needs. That's a lot like being single, except I'm paying your bills. Not a good deal for me. Oh, sure. They love it when we're working full time and they're not. They had to do a study to find this. Gotta be kidding me. And it doesn't have to be somebody who's working either. There's all kinds of things. I was married to somebody who, when I got home from work,
I worked till 7, 8 o'clock at night. I would come home about 8:30. And I would say, what's for dinner? And she would say, I was hungry. I already ate. So I'd say, okay, well, what's for me? And she'd be like, well, I think I have something left over. There was a period of time in my life when I came home and ate a Subway sandwich with a wife who had no job sitting in the other room watching television. What was in that for me except doling out cash? I don't understand. You got to be kidding me. Jesus. Just amazing. It says here that Professor Van Auer's paper called Does Part-Time Work Make the Family Happy? Written with somebody named Alison Booth of the Australian National University. Investigated the relationship between part-time work and satisfaction with working hours, job satisfaction, and life satisfaction. It concluded that part-time work did not make the family happier. Indeed, when it was the man who was working part-time, both men and women were less happy. Professor Van Auer said Australian couples are happiest when men are working full-time, and that's especially true for women. Again, you didn't need a study, and this is not limited to Australia. Women want us to work until we're dead, just chained to a desk until we're dead. Then they gather up our belongings and our assets, get on the treadmill, and they go attract the next sucker. Hopefully somebody with even more assets to carve up later on. Bottom line. Outrageous. Unbelievable. This is why. This is another example why there is no benefit for men to get married. Why buy that big fat cow when you can milk it till it's dry? Kidding me? And once it's past its sell-by date, you drop kick her through the uprights and move down another notch in the age brackets. Tell you what. As I always say, boys, your trophy wife, she's in line right now at the mall to see March of the Penguins. She's got her Hello Kitty backpack. And she'll be ready to pop out of the oven in about 4 or 5 years. So in the meantime, you either put up with the current battle axe or really just live on your own and freelance for a while. Bottom line. Am I wrong about this?
Tom Likas.
1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
In order, I scream, it's 3 o'clock, I gotta turn Tom Likas on, and all my girlfriends think I'm crazy.
It's the Tom Likas Show.
The Tom Likas Show. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Melina, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
Okay, so I'm just calling in regards to what you were just talking about how men need to work all day long. That's what we want our men to do, work all day long.
That's right.
Can stay at home and get
our... Yeah, the only time you don't want us to work all day long is if we're successful at something, and we might end up becoming so successful that we can afford a younger, hotter model of you.
Okay, well, I think women actually deserve to stay at home and get their nails done. And
Why do women deserve that?
Manicures, because they're at home taking care of the children that we're having for the men. And
well, first of all, not all of you are having children. And second of all, not all of you are taking care of the children. An increasing number of women drop the crumb crunchers off at daycare or a nanny or somewhere and then go off to Starbucks to sit there with your friends and then get your nails done. So a lot of you don't necessarily raise children. You just sit around and wait for 3 o'clock to come along. Huh?
I don't let my boyfriend work all day long. I work. I pay the bills in my relationship.
Really?
Yes.
So you must be hideous.
But yes, I do believe that women should be able to stay at home and get a manicure and a pedicure because, you know what, they're at home doing your dishes, doing your laundry, and wiping your ass.
Well, dear, I have never met a woman who was willing to wipe my ass, but I'm certainly willing to start. You sound awfully angry about this. You know, if you were more attractive, your boyfriend would work and you would stay home.
Well, no, actually, because I don't ever want to have to depend off of a man.
Well, again, that's wise thinking if you are overweight or homely.
And I'm not overweight.
Or homely.
I'm not homeless.
Not homeless here. Homely. Fugly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unattractive.
Very far from overweight.
Really? What do you look like?
Let's see. I'm 5'9 and a half. I weigh 135 pounds. Got blonde brown hair. Mm. Fake boobs. Cute ass.
Uh-huh.
I think I look pretty damn good.
You do. How do you rate on a scale of 1 to 10, for real?
Just because I'm not one of those who thinks I'm, you know, some big head or anything, I'd probably say maybe a 6 or a 7.
A 6 or a 7. Well, dear, if you were a 9 or a 10, your boyfriend would be working and you'd be staying home getting pedicures.
I'd say I'm a 9 or a 10, so...
Who says that?
Most guys. I'm just saying I don't have a big
They'll say anything to get in. Guys will tell you they love you. They'll tell you you're beautiful. They'll tell you the most beautiful thing they've ever seen. Anything to get those days of the week panties off your ass.
But they don't get in. See, there's the thing.
I'm not saying they do.
So why would they be?
But that's only because you have a boyfriend.
They don't get in and they don't plan.
Dear, at one time you didn't have a boyfriend and guys were getting you.
I'm sorry?
I said at one time, dear, why don't you go? I would say go into the good guys today and buy yourself a new cordless phone.
I'm actually at work and I'm standing outside.
Well, tell your employer to buy a new cordless phone. Anyway, well, you've got your phone next to the computer monitor or something. The point I'm making to you is that at one time you didn't have a boyfriend and guys were getting in by sweet-talking you into bed.
No, actually, they weren't.
So they weren't even sweet-talking you into bed?
No, people were sweet-talking me, but just because they're sweet-talking me doesn't mean I'm going to sleep with them.
Really? So how many men have you been with?
I haven't been with that many.
How many?
It's none of your business.
Dear, you're anonymous, so you can tell us.
No, it's none of your business. That has nothing
to do with it. Dear, I don't know who you are. I don't even know if your name is Melina. I don't know where you're calling from. So you can be honest with us,
okay,
like everybody else is.
Gentlemen.
They're all gentlemen, are they?
No, some of them were boys. Most of them were.
Oh, I see. I see. Mm-hmm. And your boyfriend, of course, is pussy whipped, right? What?
I've supported every single one of my boyfriends, so.
Oh, you must be a prize.
Well, I would say so.
Hot chicks do not support their boyfriends. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, I think I'm pretty good looking, and I pay all my bills.
Well, again, because you think you're pretty good looking doesn't mean you are. Doesn't mean guys think so.
Okay, well, girls, females, men.
The only exception to the rule is if your boyfriend is in a band or if he's a struggling actor.
A struggling actor or in a band?
Right.
I wouldn't date somebody who was a struggling actor.
There's my point right there. Okay, so.
But I also, the reason why
I think we pretty much know the score here.
Is because I don't want boys to think that I'm like all those other women who just want men's money.
Well, again, the only women who care about that are women who are not attractive enough to not worry about.
That's your answer to everything, Tom.
Because it's true.
They're never attractive enough. They're never.
And by the way, women who hold out, who dangle sex like a carrot, the sex is rarely worth waiting for. I want to tell you that, too.
And you might have a lot of money, but you're not that attractive.
Oh, no, I'm hideous, but that's why I'm on the radio. But I want to tell you, I have a sport coat made out of $100 bills. I look a lot better. Women think I'm hot as a pistol. And by the way, my wallet is very well hung. You'd be surprised. They care more about the bulge in my back pocket than the bulge in my front pocket. You know what I'm talking about, sweetheart?
Absolutely.
I know you do.
Absolutely.
All right, dear. This has been just about enough. Thank you. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Stephanie on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great.
Good. I need to call you on something.
Really?
You've twice, you said, don't get married, but get a trophy wife.
No, I didn't say don't get married, get a trophy wife. I'm talking about guys who are married. Dear, I'm going to explain it to you if you want to hear it. Because if you misheard what I said, what's the point of you misquoting me and telling me that I said things I didn't say?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm talking about guys who are married, who are working really hard, who are very good at what they do, and ultimately, the harder they work, the more they become successful, the more money they make, the more likely it is they will leave the woman they're with now. You know, the college roommate who stayed up all night making coffee while he studied for his exams. Ultimately, once he becomes really successful, he's going to dump her for a trophy wife. That's the reality. I'll give you a list of names. Sylvester Stallone, Jim Carrey. There's a bunch of them who had nice girlfriends that they knew when they were unknown. And the minute they became really successful, bam, they found younger, hotter chicks.
But you also expound on the idea of if you're a mother, don't work. But apparently early this afternoon...
If you're a mother, don't go to a job at an office. But yes, I want you to make me a grilled cheese sandwich.
Right,
I want you to sew my pants. I want you to lick and suck as needed.
Right.
And then fine, stay home and raise the kids. But what happens is women stay home, they find a nanny or a daycare center, they drop the kid off at 9 a.m., then they roll off to get their nails done, then they roll off to meet their friends at Starbucks and have a scone, then they roll off back home to watch Maury and Montel and everything till 3 o'clock when the kids get out, then I've been spending the whole day with the kids, you don't know how hard this is. Yeah, please.
Who are they?
Lots of women. I'm talking about the average American housewife, circa the 21st century.
Boy, well, you asked earlier, what is the advantage you're getting?
If you don't believe I'm right, you just walk into Starbucks any morning around 11 and look who's patronizing.
I'll be busy in the morning. I'm dealing with my daughter.
Wonderful for you. But you know what? If you ever do get to Starbucks, you'll see what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
I mean, somebody's at Starbucks at 11 in the morning. Otherwise, they wouldn't open. They just stay closed.
I think you're talking about a smaller percentile than...
I, Adair, if you're home taking care of your daughter, you ought to get out in the world and live a little bit. Because out here in the real world, any day you head into Starbucks, there's always one geek. There's always one geek with his laptop. He's hooked into that hotspot. And he's talking on the telephone very loudly to make you think he's doing deals with people. And then there's all the other people, women in their 20s and 30s with wedding rings and engagement rings from K Jewelers and stuff. And they're all sitting in there talking to each other and eating scones. And they're all about 140, 150 pounds. Take a look around.
Tom, why didn't your ex make you food?
Dear, I don't know. You know, I don't know what motivates other people. All I know is that American women are generally bitches who won't do anything. They want all of the benefits of women of 100 years ago with none of the responsibilities. They don't want to wash any clothes or mop any floors. They don't want to make any meals, but they want you to pay for everything. Now, that's reality.
But no.
Yes.
Not my reality.
I don't care about you, dear. There's exceptions to every rule. So what? Just because you're out there in Burbank doesn't mean that there aren't a preponderance of women who are like what I describe. Wonderful. You're the exception to the rule. Hip, hip, hooray. But you know what? That's not mostly what's out there.
That's really true. Tom.
What? How many American women have you dated, dear?
None, dear.
That's my point. That's my point. I've dated many.
That's really true.
And if their birthplace says USA, good luck getting dinner made anymore. Good luck getting any chores done around the house.
If that is really true, the women that you've known.
It's not just the women that I've known. I'm on the air hours every day talking to hundreds of guys who've married thousands of American women. I'm telling you, it's not just me. You don't hear a lot of guys calling going, I don't want to defend American women. You know what? They all do the housework. They all raise it. You don't hear those calls. Why not? I'd love to put one of those calls on the air. We're not getting them.
Well, what?
American women. Here's how they are, okay? Long hair, really hot, look like the girl next door, till you marry them. Then they gain 50 pounds, they cut their hair off, and suddenly they forgot where the kitchen was. I've had more women I've had to buy the Thomas Guide for just to find their way to the kitchen. You got to be kidding me. Then here's the deal. So they have your kids, and now you're really a prisoner there. You've really got a ball and chain there. So you kind of live with it for a while. And then the reason a lot of guys don't leave is because the woman knows that she's got you right where she wants you. She's got you by the balls. Because if you don't like it, you can leave, and she can take half of everything you've ever earned. And on top of that, these are the same women who then find the address of the gym that they haven't been able to find for the last 5 years. They go down there and start working out, and they start growing their hair longer so they can attract the next sucker. That is how America operates.
I don't believe you.
You don't, huh?
I don't believe you.
I'm telling you it's true.
I don't believe it.
I know you don't, but you haven't dated any American women. I have said absolutely done with American women. I will never, ever date another woman born in the United States of America. For this reason.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm dead serious. I'm done.
You're finding these women in the wrong place, dear.
Yo, I'm finding them in the right place. South America, Central America, Asia.
Yes!
That's where you find them.
Tom, why?
I'll tell you what. Let's talk about South America for a minute. You see women who are 50 who look smoking hot. You know why?
Yeah.
Number one, because the divorce laws aren't nearly as favorable to women as they are in this country. And number two, because mistresses are a reality of life in many Latin American countries. And these women know they have to stay looking smoking hot or their men are just going to go off and get it somewhere else. And these women know that if they decide they want to leave, they're not getting the favorable settlements that women get in this country. So the women have to look good. They've got tight, tiny little waists. They've got long hair. They're in good shape. They go to the gym. All of them.
Not all of them.
In fact, let me tell you something. When I went to Argentina and Uruguay, I'm walking down the street. Can I tell you something? You walk down the street, I didn't see fat women. If there are any fat women in South America, they know enough to stay home where nobody can see them. You don't have stores like Torrid, you know, a size 22 and above or whatever it is. You don't have that. You don't have women in tube tops with their guts hanging out and their belly rings. You don't see any of that stuff in South America. In this country, you see it because women know they can nail us with child support. They can nail us with vaginamony. They know it, so they do it.
Well, I have a daughter here, Tom, and I've never gotten any child support.
Dear, we're not talking about you. We're talking about a much bigger group than you.
I know.
You may be the one woman who's different, but I'm talking in general. You know, we're broadcasting here to a broad audience of broads like yourself. Huh?
But we
cannot tailor the show to every individual name in the phone book, okay?
What I'm asking is...
Is what?
Do you think you have any responsibility in your divorces?
For what?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
You know what I'm responsible for? I was stupid enough to sign these contracts and get married. They were unfavorable to men. I take full responsibility for making these bad decisions. In fact, I don't even give 10% of the responsibility to the other person. Of course women want to get married, because it's good for them. But it's not good for us.
A lot of men want to get married also.
What's that?
A lot of men want to get married.
That's only because they don't know any better. There's lots of men who want to put their hand over an open flame. That doesn't mean it's good for them.
But you just said earlier in the show, Tom...
I was not recommending that men get married to anybody. You misheard what I said.
You said a trophy wife.
I did not recommend that men get married. I said that's what men do. I didn't say they should do it.
I don't know. I'm curious about this.
I just answered it for you. What are you curious about? I'm the person who said it. Wait, you need to hire a private detective to find out what I just said? I just told you what I said.
Can go out later and get a trophy wife.
I'm not recommending that anybody get married. Let me make this really clear. Do not, if you're a man, do not get married. There's nothing in it for you. Even a trophy wife. Just F them and dump them.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You have to be.
I'm not joking. I'm as serious as a heart attack.
You're a gentleman.
Which I'm about to have if I continue this conversation much longer. What?
You're a gentleman. I don't believe you mean that.
I'm a gentleman, dear. I mean, I'll F you gently, as Jack Black once said.
I don't believe you really mean that. I think this is a rating whore.
Oh, I'm a ratings whore? Dear, let me give you a little advice here. Whatever show you watch or listen to, we all need ratings. So there's no point in getting involved and saying hysterical, crazy things that you don't believe. I'm on so many hours every day. You know what's amazing about what I do? I'm going to give my own review of myself. You know what's amazing about what I do? How consistent I am. If I were making up opinions just for ratings, you'd have to be able to catch me in an inconsistency. And believe me, there are people out there going over my show with a fine-tooth comb trying to catch me on stuff. But you know what? I've been on for years, and I am remarkably consistent. Because I mean what I say.
I don't think you're that consistent also.
In what way?
Because sometimes...
Don't start with the trophy wife thing again.
No.
In what way am I not consistent? I'm listening.
No, because sometimes you put your debate up, And
in what way am I not consistent? Specifically, what did I say that I later contradicted?
Details of people you're debating.
Again, name something I said that later on I contradicted.
I can't do that.
Because, well, then you are incapable of making that accusation because you have no evidence.
You're right.
There you go. I am very consistent. And on this issue, I've been consistent for a long time. I learned by making my mistakes, dear. I got married and divorced. And fortunately, I didn't pay vaginamony. But you know what? I went through this whole routine. I went through the whole routine of chicks who get married and then don't want to do anything. You have to drag them around like a goddamn anchor. You know what? I've done it. Been there, done that.
Well, maybe you're marrying the wrong girls.
No, dear. The point is, what is in it for a man to get married? The answer, nothing.
Company.
Dear, friends. There's plenty of company out there.
Family.
Dear, you can have children without being married. You can live with someone without being married. You can have friends without being married. You can love people without being married. Most people love their parents. They don't marry them. The fact is, you can love people, live with them, have sex with them, have children with them. You don't have to sign a contract that is onerous, like a marriage contract in the United States.
You seem to be expounding the idea of having a family but not really having to have the family.
No, actually, I really think that there's nothing in it for guys. There's nothing in it for guys. I've explained it many times.
That's ridiculous.
What is in it for guys? What does a guy get by getting married that he can't get by being unmarried?
A man comes home from work and his children are there and his wife is there. And his dinner is ready.
Well, you know what? Most of the time now in this country, I don't care what you do, most of the time women find ways around that. They're ordering meals from the pizzeria. They're going out to McDonald's. They're going out to KFC. How about all the commercials for KFC with women coming home with a bucket? This is what a lot of guys face at night. Do you know how many times I was married and came home to a Subway sandwich? And there's a lot of men listening to me right now who've come home to that goddamn Subway sandwich. And they're tired of it. This is not what we signed up for. And guys are fed up.
I don't know what you signed up for.
I put it this way. Here's what I signed up for. Number one, when I come home, I can see the lights on inside my home. If I get married, I want the lights on when I get home. I want the smell of food cooked in my home wafting out the front door when I walk in. After I eat dinner, I want my clothes removed by the other person, laundered by the other person. I want to be rubbed all over, licked and sucked by the other person. And then I want my children taken care of and not dropped off with a nanny or a daycare center or a neighbor or her mother or somewhere else. I do not want to be with a woman who knows the address of the local Starbucks. I do not want to be with a woman who has her nails done once a week at my expense at $40 a throw. Yeah, that's the kinds of things that I want. And guess what? Increasingly, it's hard to find that with women who were born in the United States.
You're reaching into the wrong places.
There, yes. You know which ones they are? The 50 states. Those are the wrong places, baby.
Tom Likas.
1-800-5800-TOM.
Tom Likas.
1-800-5800-866.
How are you doing?
Do you care?
God, yes. Without you, these men would be lost.
Oh, baby.
The Tom Likas Show.
From Los Angeles, it's the Tom Likas Show here at 1-800-5800-TOM. We're just 2 days away from the one-night-only appearance of Boys Night Out at Seattle's legendary Paramount Theater. That is this Friday, September 30th, 8:30 p.m. I am your MC for this show. Bobby Slayton's our headliner. We'll be there with John DiResta and Steve Brewer, and this is going to be a show that, you know, you probably will not be able to come home and quote anything because you'll get crap kicked out of you. You'll get slapped around if you're actually linked up with some broad. Especially if she bought you the tickets for the show. Boy, you're going to be in big trouble if you try to repeat anything. It's over the top. It's outrageous. We're going to say stuff on that stage we could never get away with here on the air. I'm promising you that. Now, this week is my 11th anniversary on 100.7 The Buzz. What better way to celebrate than for 2,000 plus of our listeners, all guys, no women, by the way. Don't bring your mom, don't bring your daughter, don't bring your niece, don't bring your female cousins, don't bring your receptionist, don't bring your ex-girlfriend, your current girlfriend, or your future girlfriend, don't bring your mistress. And guys, you bring the other guys from work, you bring the bowling team, you bring your buddies from college,
You know, you bring your friends, all right? Bring your nephew. By the way, if you're a weekend dad and you've got visitation this weekend, the old battle axe is going to hate it when you drag him to boys' night out. And by the way, he doesn't have to be 21 to get in. It's that simple. Now, if you have not bought tickets yet, I don't know what you're waiting for, because we're 48 or so hours away from the show. You call this number, 206-529-4051. 206-529-4051. That's the number for Ticketmaster, 206-529-4051. You can go to the website, Ticketmaster.com. And if you forget all of that, just go to our own website, blowmeuptom.com. We've made it really obvious where to go and buy tickets for Boys Night Out. But it's coming up this Friday, September 30th. That's 2 days from now, 8:30 p.m. Time is running out. And again, 2,000-plus guys in one room. Can you imagine what that's going to sound like? You will regret if you don't come to Boys Night. I'll tell you something else. The first person who calls me on Monday and says, "Hey, Tom, I was busy Friday night. It's my anniversary, and I couldn't be there. I was wondering when you could do Boys Night." I'm going to bitch slap you. Don't be a pussy. Tell her you can celebrate your anniversary the next day or something, all right? It's her birthday, so what? Be a man for a change, you pussy. 206-529-4051. I'm just waiting for that first call, Dean. I want you to put it right up to the top when that comes in.
"Hey, you know, I had a doctor's appointment Friday night and I couldn't be at Boys Night Out. When's the next one going to be?"
There may never be a next one, you moron. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Amy on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Great.
Okay. By the way, it's Jamie with a J.
Oh, Jamie. I'm reading it right off the screen. Dean typed in Amy, and I read it just the way it was written.
All the time. It's all right. Good job. So listen, the past 3 days as I've been listening to you, you've had like the same type of callers. These women calling in, totally mistaking on what you think about.
Did I ever tell guys to go get married to a trophy wife?
No. You always say no. Don't do it. Don't get married. You always preach against it. When people call and say, "Tom, I have a girlfriend. She's pregnant." Well, why? Or if they call and tell you, "I'm 22 and I'm married." Well, why would you do that? So it's obvious that you're not telling people to get married. And, you know that the older men, they do like the younger, hot trophy wife. Let me tell you, my goal, and it's kind of a joke, but serious, I want to be a trophy wife. And I understand the duties that go along with it. I can't just sit around and do nothing. When he comes home, dinner has to be made. The house has to be clean. Laundry has to be done. I am there to serve him. That's my job. Now, I'm not a stupid person. I am going to school. I'll have my bachelor's degree next semester. I'll be completely done with my bachelor's.
Well, so, by the way, you're 27?
I'm 27, yes.
And when you get left back a couple of years, how did you end up in college at 27?
I just didn't want to go. I had the mentality out of high school, you don't need a degree to make decent money. Or
so you were already a trophy wife when you get out of high school.
Oh, you know what, Tom? I used to be fat. I was almost 300 pounds a couple of years ago.
Right. How much are you now?
I'm 160.
How tall are you? How tall are you?
5'9". 5'9".
Well, you're still going to have to get back on the old treadmill, dear.
I know.
You're not a trophy wife level here.
Tom, I know that. I heard you mention something about unless you look like Jessica Alba, you can't say anything. Yes, I'm like, oh, my God.
Jessica Alba, I pitch a tent every time I see her on a billboard. Are you kidding me?
She's hot.
Nothing like that.
Exactly. And you know what? And I totally understand what you're saying, and it's true. If you look like that, you really don't have to do anything. But let me tell you what I've discovered since I lost weight. And, I'm not bad-looking. I am attractive, and I'm thick. I still want to lose some weight. It's not an issue. But I don't have to play smart anymore. When I was heavy, I had to play really smart. I had to show my...
You didn't have to play smart. You have to be smart.
Well,
no man's gonna pay your bills if you're 300 pounds. I'll tell you that right now.
Exactly. See, I know that, Tom, and I knew that they didn't want to just talk to me like, "Oh, she's cute, but she's fat. We don't want anything with a fat girl." I understood that, so I had to.
When you're 300 pounds, you're the girl they go to figure out how to reload the paper in the Xerox machine at the office.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
When it says call key operator, it's always you.
Yeah, but
you're the one who knows where the pencil sharpener is.
Oh, see, now I play stupid. I'm like, what's that? Oh, that's a pencil sharpener? See, now I play stupid, although I'm not that stupid, but I do enjoy playing it because I think it's fun. I have a lot of years to make up for.
Yes.
But so, I know what my duties are as a woman, and, like, I am in a relationship right now, and I tell my boyfriend, if we do get married, I will sign a prenup. I have no problem doing that.
Really?
Because I'm not in it just for the
Now,
money.
If you lost another 30 pounds, would you have a problem signing a prenup then?
No, not at all.
Really?
Because I'm not in it just for the money. Like, I would love to be a stay-at-home housewife because I don't really have desires on having children because they'll make me fat. And I've already been fat, and I don't want to be fat again.
Wow. Now, do you have stretch marks and stuff? What's the deal?
No, not anymore. I had a tummy tuck last year to have it all removed, so I have it's a flat.
Did you get lipo, too?
I had a little bit done, yeah.
Gastric bypass, do you do that, too?
Yeah, that's how I lost the weight.
Okay.
The gastric bypass, how I lost the weight.
Don't eat too much.
Exactly. I'm a cheap date, Tom. I'm the perfect woman.
Well, that much is good.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-866. Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM.
That's the gentle way of telling someone they've gotten fat. Oh, I'm worried about your health, honey. Baloney. You're worried about having to look at that person naked.
The Tom Likas Show.
All right, our email address is my name. It's Tom at blowmeuptom.com. Tom at blowmeuptom.com. You can call our comment line 24 hours a day. It's area code 310-842-9592. Boys Night Out is 2 days away, Friday, September 30th at 8:30 p.m. For tickets, call Ticketmaster at 206-529-4051.
The Tom Likas Show.